Welcome to Igbo Table Talk with Ollie and
Emeka.
Okay, so for today's topic, we will be discussing Queen Elizabeth II's passing and Africa's reaction to it.
I'll be delayed. Let's go.
Yes. So unless you live under a rock, it's been all over. It's literally global news that Queen Elizabeth II recently passed away. It's all over YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and there's been a lot of mixed reaction to it. You know, there are people who have been mourning and, you know, crying, talking about how all they've known is the Queen. Mm-hmm. You know, like literally she's been there since for the longest, you know, like she literally is their Queen. And then you have others who in are Africa, yep. In Africa, even in
islands. In the islands, Caribbean islands.
Who are rejoicing, you know, saying that the witch is dead, pretty much. So as you can see, like, there's a big, you know, contrast in this reaction. And so today, really, you know, are Africans justified for rejoicing over, you know, someone's mother, grandmother, queen, ruler, you know, passing away.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, right, just for a disclaimer, mm-hmm. anyone passing is never something that people want to rejoice about. It's always a sad thing.
Yeah.
So respectfully, we say here on Igbo Table Talk, right?
Yeah.
That we wish the royal family well. Yeah. And condolences to the Queen Elizabeth II's passing.
Yeah.
However, to focus on the reaction of Africa, Gambido. So, we know that there's a legacy. Owen here, England hapuru nime Africa. Nkeno no nime echiche na obi ndi mmadu nile. Mainly in the countries where England colonized, such as Kenya, South Africa, and Nigeria, to give a few mentions. In Nigeria, we have the legacy of the Biafra genocide, right, which happened in the 1967. In Kenya, we have the legacy of the Mau Mau Rebellion, which happened in the mid-50s, 1956, I believe. And then, of course, in South Africa, we have Eleko, the apartheid, right, that ended in 1994 with the release of Nelson Mandela. So these three countries alone, it will blow your mind because it was crazy. The response of Africa, of Africans on Twitter alone, the last few days has been crazy. And
they got the short end of, you know,
they did. Oh, it's Yoku now.
Being colonized.
Yes.
Like, being colonized is not that far from being enslaved.
Abu Hintaka.
Yeah. Abu Hintaka.
Emba. And I must say, Kembe, England, Hapur Africa. Ihe ona aganihu. No tutu obodo no na Africa. Naija, owen ihe aganihu. Structure on ode. Oko ode. Uzo ode. You know what? Will this place survive? And in England, Kembe hapu Nigeria 1960.
They set Nigeria up to
fail. They set it up for failure. Yeah. Yeah. And one thing that we have to realize is if you cannot come out, if you cannot come out and grant that the official apology, and really began to help these countries rehabilitate by reducing the heavy loans that they're facing from the IMF and other situations. It's almost impossible, you know. We have, and mind you, we know that Queen Elizabeth II, the late Queen Elizabeth II, she was about 40 years old during the Biafra genocide, by the way, and she was the queen. So she, you know, there's a point in time where, of course, she wasn't the queen, but she was the queen during that time. She was the queen during the Mau Mau Rebellion in Kenya. She was the queen during the years of the apartheid regime. Okay, so you guys say,
of course, she put you UK first.
Out to the UK first now. Yeah. So bo, olala, owana, ogafele, you know.
So that's how those countries remember, uh-huh. you know. She was, if we're being peripheral, she was almost like a terrorist, a tormentor.
Oh, yankwe.
You know?
Oh, yankwe. And it got a tahanta. Nihina hamasi nejuko nimo biha. I see the queen for traku, yankwe si ku, me yankwe si me. It might seem maybe that Biafra genocide guy melted her.
Yeah.
If the British monarchy came out and said, hey, this genocide is wrong, Nigeria would have stopped that.
I mean, of course, we know, the royals, they don't have all the political power. Mm-hmm. You know, there's checks and balances. They have prime ministers. So you can't put all the blame on her. But again, being neutral, you're also part of the problem.
You're part of the problem. Yeah. And Guy Chef will see that the queen, right? The queen, the monarchy is the head figure. So the queen, Futa, Bia say, hey, this rebellion made in Kenya with the land grab and the Kenya land and against the other group. If these rebellions had a voice from the queen, the British prime minister got it for that. Okay, you know what? Hey, you know, these things are so important because I got a chef who say, Madu no no chichi, when influence, right? When onuike to speak on behalf of millions of people, it has an impact.
Mm-hmm.
So with that power comes great responsibility. And all tutun di Africa, all tutun di Ibo, all tutun di Niger, all tutun di nona South Africa, and tutun hali nona say the queen o me hiyo kwesi me ogo na ono chichi oge hiyo jo na me beni la o puta ha ono no che na a hora diamonds from Zaleo na hindi kosa na bankwa ogeta. So, this is really where the legacy is for Africans, a lot of them. Not to speak much of the Caribbean islands, which, of course, people really share their opinions. Not to speak of the Scottish people, the Irish people. And therefore, I say, you know what? Queen Olala, Ndewo, Kain Bankwa. It was happening all over Scotland. But to bring the focus back to the primary matter of the conversation, Africa, all wound, all mvunanya, you know. And this is where we are today. Amama Bian Gagani, who ambassador the UK na Nkwadu with African countries, especially the countries that were previously colonized.
Yeah, my thing too, I can't really put all the blame on the queen. You know what I mean? Because
who would you put the blame on then?
Even now that, like I mentioned, just checks and balances, they have the parliament. Like, it's not... Like, the royals barely have any power. They're literally like a figurehead with no power, you know?
Queen Kuo, so
they literally have... It's almost like having a gun that's not loaded.
I don't know.
You know? So even now, with King Charles II in power, nothing changed. Nothing has changed. So are we now going to put all the... Are we now going to start hating King Charles?
No, in my auto here, King Charles when King Mebo. And I say, look, King Charles, le legacy mama gehapuru, le legacy.
I'm sure, you know, in Africa. I'm sure all the fully aware him.
So bo, here King Charles when came wo, ilanya mo when kifu, indi beke gasi ratification. Na here John Hammer na of other countries, Ankurumaka, Kenya, South Africa, Nigeria, just for example, the big three. Okay, so let's reduce the economic suffrage. Let's, you know, let me encourage these countries and their governments to
even India were colonized certain... too. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're also out there.
Oh, legit, but India, na for the countries in Africa, India bu colonized from India, England, India karahama, India to a degree, India karahama. I gotta say that India kara South Africa man, but if we're talking about holistically,
yeah,
economics, huh? Well, you know, just the infrastructure kind of for the countries in Africa. So they're doing better.
They're doing better, but I think it's because of how I made that choice to
do better for themselves. Oh, how I guzo se kan mejo wan. Yes, yeah. That's true. And in my nejoku unsobu anwe she na structure anwe. I got see a systematic structure, right? Obu so so in on a touch elchi. Oh, in all the structure we have in Nigeria, right? We don't have a system that has a federal to state. Ihele na she center for that, right? Every decision comes from Abuja. So in reality, how do you have a country that moves if you don't have seaports across? If you don't have a system of governing that encourages and inhibits everyone and brings in everyone into it? So reality is Abu's also queen kanga see yeah all game mene all gamewa you know mene yojo na kanga no.
Yeah.
Oh, for the actually from our government. That's true.
Not just our government. Like, I mean, I'm not. It's my thing is more like it's not. I can't just put the blame on the queen.
The queen alone.
You know, she's literally is a figurehead with no power. So there's a lot of decisions that were made, and she's probably just she was just passive or
power,
just
though.
Neutral.
Sure, sure, but I'm gonna grab some power. I'm gonna grab
power, but not the kind of influence that you know people might think she has.
Well, you know, honestly, we never will know.
Before they we had more power, know. But as time went, as they have a parliament, as they have prime minister. Mm. You know, the government and things like that, it has shifted a lot.
Yeah, shifted. Yeah, Nijiko, we never will probably know, but overall, we know that in Africa,
My thing, I don't think it's just that. I think even if, you know, I guess when King Charles passes away, I don't think Africa will be crying either. Because at the end of the day, you know, Britain is forever remembered as colonizing and destroying a lot of African nations.
Sure, sure. But
so, and it, in short, you know, like, I don't think we're ever going to have any positive outlook when it comes to even just the UK because of what they did to a lot of African countries. So that's why they see it as a little win for them because the queen passed away.
Yeah. But it's like, King Charles got foot up. I say, hey, you know, come in here, got dinner, my nanya, my condono, etchy. You got home, oh, girl, gala, okay, yama. In dinner in Africa, for the nigga, gabia, for the nigga, say, hey, Ezibo woko, oh, lala, try. You know, Hagai Bia Banco, Bia Ba Makosa Indicos and those are Nebu na Inaka Queen Elizabeth II. So but the choice is always his. The choice is up to England and you know, we'll see. But that's been Africa's reaction.
We'll definitely love to hear your thoughts on this. How do you feel? Are you neutral over the Queen's passing? Are you part of the people mourning or are you part of the people rejoicing out in the streets over her passing?
Not farina.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Igbo Table Talks.
Follow us on Instagram at Igbo Table Talks to see more fun Igbo learning content.
There we have short videos and games such as Name It in Igbo.
We would love to know what you thought about this discussion.
What you liked or didn't like.
Thanks for tuning in.